craftsmanship, clean living,
for thrills.
Follow the adventures of Frank Farrell.
Now for Frank Farrell and his adventures. In the last episode, Frank and Spud discovered the cabin where the two desperados, Duke and Mike, were holding Helen Newman and her father. Frank had crawled through the window, leaving Spud on the outside. Frank had hardly entered the room and was just explaining his plan of action to Helen when Duke burst into the room and informed Frank that he would be held with Helen and her father. As our present episode opens, Frank is being carefully guarded by Duke and Mike. Let's listen.
Were you alone, Farrell? Come on, speak up. I want to know. Were you alone?
Yes, I'm alone. You don't see anyone with me, do you?
Yeah, I'll find out pretty quick.
Hey, look. Look, Duke, through the window.
Yeah?
Some guy running through the trees. Look out, I'll get him. There's one baby that we won't have to bother about. Hey, what the...
Sorry to spoil your aim, Mike.
Why, you young punk, I got a good notion to... Who was it? Who was it you had with you?
Just a friend of mine who's going after the state police. They'll be here to round you boys up in a few hours.
Oh, yeah? When they get here, they won't find us.
Won't you please untie my father? You bound him so tightly, I know he must be terribly uncomfortable.
Quiet. You're lucky we didn't tie you up too, sister.
But won't you please untie him just for a little while?
What's the idea? Why have you tied him up?
Because he wanted to leave in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and he's been sick. We knew it wouldn't be good for him in the night air, so to keep from getting rough with him, we just tied him up.
Well, you had no right to treat him like that. I demand that you untie him.
Just keep on, and you're gonna be sorry.
Well, I'll untie him if you won't.
Stop him, Mike.
Oh, want to get rough, do you? How do you like that? Maybe that'll shut you up for a while.
Brave men you are, picking on a boy.
Tie that kid up, Duke. And if I hear another peep out of you, sister, I'm gonna tie you up, too. Then you'll really have something to cry about. I've been trying to be nice to you, but maybe a little rough treatment will be in order.
You'll pay for this, both of you. You'll see.
Quiet, you. How about it, Duke? You got the feral kid tied?
Just about.
Would it be asking too much if I asked for a drink of water?
No water in the house, and we're not going to take a chance of being bumped off going to the spring.
But surely there must be a few drops of water left in the bucket.
I told you there was no water in the house, so pipe down. Getting tired of hearing you complain.
You guys haven't an ounce of decency between the two of you. You're yell at both of you, and if you'll cut these ropes, I'll prove it.
Duke, when you get through with that kid, you better tie up the girl, too.
You do, and you'll be plenty sorry. I know something that may help you, too, but you'll never find out if you tie her up.
Oh, yeah? Just what do you think you know? This better be good, or we'll do worse than tie you.
All right, kid, how do you know? Come on, start talking.
You promise not to tie her up?
Start talking. Hey, Duke, did you frisk this kid for a gun?
Yeah, I went through him. Nothing on him.
All right. All right, what have you got to tell us? It better be good.
Now listen, fellas. You've got a good chance of getting out of these hills if you leave within the next few hours. Spud is going to Pueblo to get help, and he'll know where to bring them. My tip to you is to get a few hours' sleep and beat it.
And that's straight? There was no one with you but that kid?
Why should I lie about it?
Well, I guess we got nothing to worry about for a while. Hey, Mike, better knock off an hour or so sleep.
Sleep? What are you talking about? Come on in the other room. We got plenty to figure out before we get out of these hills. Come on.
Okay, sister. It's in the other room with us for you. You might take a notion to untie those ropes that we left you in here.
But if I promise not to...
We wouldn't believe you. Come on, come on. You're going with us.
Well, I wonder if Frank and Spud have been back to the car since we left.
That's hard to say. Do you want me to go back and find out? I may be able to pick up your trail again.
No, I guess you better not, Jim. Now that we're on a good lead, we better stick to it. It'll be light soon, and we better keep going as long as we can.
Well, I can't understand how in the world they could drive a car through this kind of stuff.
Why, they couldn't get up much further than this. Look, boys, it's breaking day. My, this air is sure grand up here.
It certainly is, old-timer. Say, Joe, look. Over to the left, there's the car.
You mean the car they stole from you?
Right you are, Mr. Beasley. Come on, Joe.
Well, this is a piece of luck. Well, they haven't moved a thing. Are all your bags and things? See, they're still in the car.
Yeah, I can't understand that. Say, we must be pretty close to them now.
No, I think we're still quite a distance. That proves that they're not hiding in the woods. They've got a shack someplace, and it's quite a ways from here. They'd have carried this luggage along with them.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Well, we're due for some action now. Won't be long.
Well, let's get going, Jim. We found the car, but what we're really looking for is your sister and your father.
Yes, and if possible, those two rats, Mike and Duke.
Yes, I'd sure like to meet up with those two skunks again. I've got a rifle this time that can do a little talking for me.
Say, that reminds me, Joe. Maybe they didn't know that Frank's gun was in his bag. Wait a second, I'll look. Boy, I hope it's still there. Might come in handy. Here's his bag. Let's see. I wonder where he keeps it.
Find it, Jim?
No, not yet. Gee, I hope they haven't taken it. No, they haven't. Here it is. Oh, swell.
All right, let's be on our way. We're pretty well armed now. Unless I miss my guess, our chances are just as good as theirs.
I'd say it's a 50-50 proposition.
Now, Mr. Beasley, are you sure that you want to go with us? These fellas are good shots. Why don't you stay here and take care of the car?
No, sir. I'm going right along with you, boy. I'm still a pretty good shot. And unless I got something to say, I've got something to say to these bandits that they'll never forget.
All right, old-timer. But as long as you're raring to go, let's get started.
That suits me. The sooner the better.
Say, wait a minute. Jim, look. Look over there to the right. Someone running through those trees.
What do you mean, Joe?
See? There he goes.
Say, that's Spud. Come on, Joe. Let's take out after him. Oh, Spud! Spud!
Now, you take it easy, old-timer. We'll be back for you. But we've got to catch that boy.
Spud! Spud!
Hiya, Jim! Oh, boy, come here, quick!
Gee, I'm glad to see you. Where you been, Spud?
Boy, ask me where I haven't been. Where's Joe?
He's coming.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Come on, Joe, hurry up. I got plenty to tell you.
What's happened, Spud? Where's Frank?
That's what I got to tell you. Hiya, Joe. You've been running, ain't you?
Say, I have. Where have you been, Spud? Where's Frank?
Oh, boy, this is bad. What I got to tell you. Mike and Duke got him.
What?
Yeah, we found your father and Helen in the cabin, and Frank went through the window to rescue them. But while he was in the room, Mike and Duke came in and grabbed him. I beat it quick to try and find you. I didn't get more than 100 feet when I heard a shot. I don't know if they shot Frank or me. I'm feeling pretty good, though.
In a shack, are they, Spud?
Yeah, in a log cabin.
All right, Spud. Now, you lead the way, and let's get going on the run.
Okay. I've been running for the last half hour. I guess I can do it a few hours longer.
Well, come on. Let's not waste any more time. Come on, Spud. Lead the way.
That's me, boy. Hey, don't run so fast, or I'll have to bring up the rear. Hey, Joe, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. There's an old man back there chasing me. Hey, Jimmy's carrying a cannon.
It's okay, Spud. He's a friend of ours. Come on, step on it.
It's a good thing I found out in time. I was getting ready to make him eat that gun. Come on, boys. I'll show you some running now that is running.
After a long sprint, Spud has guided Jim to the top of a small hill where they can look down on the log cabin where our friends are held captive. Here they wait for Joe and old man Beasley to join them. Listen.
All right, Jim. Here, we're right here now. See, there's the cabin. See through the trees?
Oh, yeah, I see it. Boy, that was some run. I wonder where... Oh, here comes Joe now. Gee, Spud, you're pretty good on your feet, you know it?
Yeah, sure, I know it. My feet have never failed me yet. Oh, boy, I forgot I'm getting thirsty again.
Okay, Joe. There's the cabin. See through the trees?
Oh, yes. All right, now, boys, let's get our breath and figure out what we're going to do.
Where's the old man?
He'll be along soon. He couldn't keep up that pace that you set, Spud. Now, let me see. Oh, Spud, is that a barn and part of a corral over there?
Yeah. Used to be a barn, I guess, but there's nothing in it now. We looked in when I was here with Frank.
How are we going to work this, Joe?
Well, first, we're going to be very careful not to be seen. If they know that we're closing in on them, they'll barricade themselves in that log cabin. They could hold us off indefinitely. We'll be handicapped, too, by Helen, your father, and Frank. We wouldn't dare risk firing in there.
Gee, now that we're here, we're still a long way from saving them.
Yeah, I guess that's right, Jim. We'll have to use our brains from here on. Walking up to that door and getting plugged is the fool's way.
What do you suggest, Joe?
We'll have to get those men out of that cabin in some way.
You mean you want them to get out of the cabin?
That's it, Spud. Can you think of any way to do it?
Yeah, I know how we can do it.
How?
Well, I could go down and knock at the door and ask for a drink of water.
Uh-oh, that's enough, Spud. Don't think any more.
You don't think much of my scheme, do you?
No, not much.
Wait a minute. I have it.
What do you mean, Joe?
What have you got?
The one sure way of getting people out of a house.
I don't get you.
The one thing that will always draw a crowd. That will always make people run out of the house without looking for their hats.
Well, I always run out of my house when I hear the fire engine.
Exactly. Your genius is working again, Spud. A fire will always bring people out to investigate. Now, here's my plan. I'll crawl up to that barn and I'll set it on fire. When they rush out to see what's going on, we'll cover them and we'll take them or we'll...
I'll get you.
They better let us take them or we won't bring them back alive.
All right. Here comes old man Beasley. Come on, boys. We'll explain our plan to him and then we'll put it into action. Come on, fellas. Let's get going.
All right, with you, Mr.
Boys, won't you please let me go to the spring and get some water? I'm thirsty. I know my father and Frank are, too.
Quit worrying about those guys in there. Wait a while and Duke will get some water.
Are you going to allow us to leave this morning?
I don't know what you're going to leave in.
Why, in the car, of course.
Oh, no. Me and Duke are going to use that car.
Hey, Mike.
Huh?
I smell smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, so do I. Can't be the house. No. Hey, look. Look through the window.
Yeah?
It's... Wait, it's the old barn.
Oh, say, how do you suppose that happened to Kate?
I don't know. Come on, let's try and put it out.
Okay. Boy, she's going up in a hurry.
I'll say. Can't imagine what started that thing burning.
All right, throw them up. Don't reach.
Wait, you... Oh, my hand, he got...
Hold us. You got us. My hands are up.
Good shot, old-timer. Thanks a lot.
Hello, Duke. Too bad you didn't stick to the racetrack. Not as much money, but safer than robbing banks and shooting people.
Okay, Joe. Where'd they get you, Mike?
The wrist.
It's too bad it wasn't your head, you dog killer, you.
Look, Helen's standing in the doorway.
Hi, sis. I'll go to the cabin, Joe, and find out what's happened.
All right, Jim. You and Spud get in there now and do your stuff. Well, Mike, Duke, I guess your little party is over. There are a lot of people waiting to see you, boys. So from now on, you're going to be our prisoners. Come on, step on it. We're going to town and put you where you belong. Come on, get going.
At last, Mike and Duke have been captured, and our friends can continue on their journey. Frank and his pals have won out because they always play fair and square. They know their way pays dividends, but crime never pays.